Hi, all you lovely people. This is your host, Bhagyaswani. Today, I will unveil the most symbolic understanding that kept eluding me for decades. The second dimension foods. What really constitutes as an entire spectrum of second dimension of foods? Let me share the journey. Being an accidental gourmand first and a gourmet chef later, I was a self-proclaimed food hedonist. Yes, you heard it right. Food hedonist. As I look back to all my years that I yearned to have good, tasty food, I advanced each and every destination where my work or travel took me. I almost kind of lived to eat. Not the famous adage which says, eat to live. Well, once you are a food hedonist, essentially in the guise of a more sophisticated honey-laced English lexicon, you're termed as a gourmand. Where the essence shifts only to the taste and the presentation. You focus your eyes and only your eyes on the presentation. Other dimensions that need silent mention or even a subtle admiration are pushed back in the oblivion of careless whispers of the mind. One literally awaits the grand culinary fare that you are looking forward to gorge on. Trust me, it's no different than you must have seen the fury and passion, hunger that is displayed when the lion tears into its prey. A sight we have often seen on the Discovery Channel. In my introspection of my life journey, it sometimes amused me, and most of the time, now it appears illogical. The respect and the understanding and the grace of the food which is essentially going to nourish me and nourish my body was beautifully missing. And now that I have completed my hero's journey to be an integral alchemist, I too have a deep sense of regret or remorse for my actions of the past, which I have already dealt with. As I carry no baggage of the past, I have made peace with my hedonist, and I'm glad to mention today that I'm a yogic eater. A secret that I'm going to share with you all. And hold your hands and guide each one of you to this wonderful journey of being an integral alchemist. But before I go further, I would like to recite one shloka from Srimad Bhagavad Gita that revealed me the most esoteric message and helped me to scale new heights internally. It's chapter 9, text 2. Rajvidya Rajguhyam Pavitram Vidam Uttamam Pratakshya Vagamam Dharmartha Su Sukham Kartam Avyam Avyamam. In English, it means this knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and it, because it gives a direct perception of the self-realization, it is the perfection of a religion. It is everlasting and joyfully performed. As this code revealed to me that reality, that foods that are pushed on your plate at all restaurants, kitchens, canteens, and even so glamorous Michelin star restaurants, the small home cafes, the quaint eateries, and the quintessential alluring cafes named after an auntie, mother, or a grandmother is a terrible farce of humanity. All these glossy covers, psychedelic or digital menus, and effervescent fake reviews lured me into their cozy environments to dunk the second generation foods. The foods are also originating from the single source of first dimension food that I shared in the episode, the first dimension foods. These foods are industrialized, stripped of their nutritious value, pre-cooked, frozen, and in a batched form. Irrespective of the grandeur or simplicity of these places, these foods are second to only the first dimension, which is grossly hidden by the simplicity and the innocently positioned, which makes them equally more lethal. To conclude, the second dimension of foods, all the foods that are dished out at a restaurant, cafe, aunties, mothers, grandmothers, and such exotic taglines to be strictly avoided as you are going to embark on a hero's journey to be an integral alchemist shortly. So before the wrap-up of today's episode, there are a few tidings. As discussed in the last episode, scheduled experiential workshop of 4-dimension diet is on and is being planned in the second week of April. Dates and venues to be shared in the next episode. Until then, keep listening, keep sharing, keep eating healthy. It's only one life. Might as well live out free of disease. This is Bhagya Aswani signing off. Catch up with you soon.